This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Although crews still haven't determined how much diesel is in a grounded cargo ship near Lark Harbor, surveys have determined there's no leakage or spillage. The MSC Baltic 3 ran aground in Cedar Cove Saturday morning after losing power. All 20 crew were safely rescued by a Cormorant helicopter. Bruce English is the senior response officer with the Marine Environmental Hazards Response Team. He says the Coast Guard ship Ann Harvey arrived earlier this week, and a survey by Fast Craft Rescue has also determined there's no leakage from the vessel.
And this is a key part of this operation, is to determine what the status of the vessel is as it sits on the rocks. They were unable to access some parts of the vessel because they didn't have power. So they were working on that through the evening. They left the vessel, and the weather conditions, the wind has changed 180, and we got 3-meter seas and 30 knots of wind, so they made 2 different attempts to board the vessel and were unsuccessful.
The ship's owner has contracted services by TNT Salvage to help with the ship's removal. English says they need to know what kind of damage is done on the inside to make a plan to move forward.
The company as well has contracted with ECRC. They're a local response organization. It's Eastern Canada Response Corporation is their name. They have a number of people here. They came on site the same time as we did. They've established a command post as well as a couple of staging areas. In those areas, they have boats, oil containment boom, various pieces of equipment to assist them. They're basically a contractor that are hired to prevent or respond to pollution in the water and on the shoreline.
English says they're waiting on a window of weather to be able to place a containment boom around the vessel, and the salvage company was able to gain access. He says there are 470 containers on board, but half of them are empty.
There are 280 of those containers that are empty. And having glanced through, we've had people review through the manifest, and most of the other containers contain stuff like food, lumber supplies, car parts, paper supplies for the company. So they would have, that's basically the extent of the stuff that's there. Most of the containers, more than half, 283, I believe, are empty.
Meanwhile, a drone-restricted area has been established, and drone operators should not conduct any flight operations in the area to ensure there's no conflict between aviation assets and drones. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.